Morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you outdoors, something that I have, a place I haven't wanted to spend much time lately. Here we have had nothing but overcast skies and clouds and fog and marine layer and whatever you want to call it. We have not seen the sun much, and yet today the sun came out, and for that I'm grateful. And even as we're recording, it was shining on me more brightly, and now it's gone behind a cloud. But we know that the sun is there. Even when the clouds block its shining and warming us, we know that the sun is indeed there. This Sunday, we'll be reading and I'll be preaching from the prologue of John's Gospel. And in the prologue to John's Gospel, John writes about the light coming into the world, and the world did not overcome it. The darkness did not overcome that light. And it's a reminder to us that Jesus is born as the light to creation, bringing hope where it appears as though there isn't hope, where it's been dark, to bring light. And this Sunday actually is winter solstice, the longest day or longest time of darkness, the shortest day of sunlight throughout the whole year. And yet we know that Christ is coming, and he is bringing that light into those dark days. He's bringing that light into these cold days that we've had this winter season. So I invite you to look for signs of the light, look for signs of Christ coming. His birth we celebrate, his second coming we anticipate as we make our way to Christmas, just yet a short week away. So we give God thanks for the light and for the warmth that it brings, and the hope that it brings amidst the darkness that we sometimes experience. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me, and I hope while you're watching this video, the sun is shining on you. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah.